Hello, I'm Fatou Keita. I'm a writer and also a professor of English at the University of Abidjan. I think everybody saw how things were coming slowly, but nobody ever imagined that it would go that far. I feel really sad. I feel really sad for my country because it's such a waste. It's a shame. For the whole of Africa, I think.
My name is Dr. Marshall Joseph Aipo. I'm the president of Union pour le Développement et la Liberté, the founder and general secretary of the student movement FESI. In October 2010, I had the feeling that war was on the doors of Ivory Coast. Basically, I was absolutely certain that the election will end up in a war.
Just before the arrest of Laurent Gbagbo, the tension in town, we all feared for our lives because, it was really tough. I think that was the hardest moment when there were fightings and all these shootings and bombs and everything. That was really, really hard.
We have so many friends who we lost in the process. A friend of mine, Smitty, was burned down by a mob in Rivera. He was a very cool guy. He was not involved in politics. We were still praying because we remember what happened in Rwanda, and Ivory Coast was on the brink of a real and dangerous civil war.
I think that people are really bitter on both sides. The people who backed Alassane Ouattara, they feel bitter because they have the feeling that there's no regret on the other side, as if all these people who lost their lives, as if it didn't matter. And on their side, they are bitter as well, because they feel as if they were, the victims, which is, for us, incredible,
The problem in Ivory Coast is that Ouattara's partisan or Gbagbo's partisan believe are gods. Therefore, there's nothing you can tell them which could, change their mind about the policies or the decisions of their leader. Because a god cannot lie, cannot fail. Everything he's doing is good. Therefore, there is a problem.
Obviously, one side won. One side won the elections. But I do believe that people have to be humble. Otherwise, they will create hatred again. And maybe some of the people who won are proud and saying that